we were discussing the way Wadley was found.
Well, I was interested to know who owned the site of both towns. And it was seen that B'nai Jemima and his mother Sarah owned the site of Wadley, the present site of Wadley. I find deeds recorded in the courthouse where he sold land to Judge Tom to build on it, to a lot of the old families that I recall having lived at Bethany. Now, I got the information that he owned all this land from his descendant, Miss Casey, but I didn't take her word for it and stop there, see. I went to the legal records, the deeds, and I found that he did. And I found where he sold it. Now, the oldest house in this community, and standing now, was a home, the Barnhart House, I expect you call it now, Donnie, that he built in 1851. Now, their home, the Moy home, his mother's home, was across the road from there. But, and she says he made and lost three fortunes while he was still a young man and died in poverty. Now, he married a Vienna Marshal, and the Marshals were a very influential family in this section and very well-to-do, and she inherited a lot of land from her grandmother. I forget just what Marshal her grandmother was. But anyway, I pretty well established that B'nai Jemima owned all the land, as I say, from Boggy Good Creek to Williamson Swamp Creek, because I found where he sold plots to this one and that one, all that I know about where they lived. And the town of Bethany was formed, and people came there, a lot of people, some people from around Hepsibah. And some people moved in here from the north of Jefferson County, some from Burke County, see. And the community of Bethany developed. And now I don't know where that old gentleman's folks came from, but I know this, that there was an Indian trail that used to run through Bethany. And it came out of the river swamp at Golfin's Old Town. And it ran through Bethany. And the record I have said that it came by certain people's houses in Bethany. And Emmett Goodson's is one of them. He said that this Indian trail passed. And said then it proceeded toward the Balto area and came within a short distance of Woods Blockhouse, that's the way it's described, where there was a footlog over the stream. And now, the writer of this letter to the News Informer called it Tom's Path. But then I went to the archives and I couldn't find any record of any part of Tom's Path coming in that direction. Now his name, the writer of this letter telling about the old Indian trail, was Colonel Hamilton Rayford. And he was telling about how his ancestor came to Golfin's Trading Post and stayed there and married Lucy Spell. And then they settled on Bell and Little Beach River and raised a big family of children. But now I know that B'nai Jemima owned that land and sold most of it. His wife died very young. And his mother, there's a window to her memory in your Methodist church here, Sarah Moy.
I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.